You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
You're very welcome to another Tech That podcast with myself, Joe Kenny, and Jackie Brown, who's sitting across the desk from me. What have you got today, Jackie? What have
you got
for us?
I've got a whole bag of stuff here. I've actually got four different colour detectors, believe it or not.
Believe it or not, I didn't actually realise there was four different colours.
Yeah, they all do different things apart from tail colours. Well, most of them do anyway. They range in price from reasonable to very expensive. But they are really useful for identifying colours of your clothing and small items. You can, if you're a DIY enthusiast and you're very clever, identify plug wires and things like that, cables. So there are uses for colour detectors, and these are all standalone items. So it's not a case of having a smartphone and downloading an app like Colour ID or something that would tell you. I'm not so sure that they're as reliable as the standalone ones.
Okay. So In a nutshell, these are little devices that can identify a colour.
Yes, and they also have light probes on them as well, so they can identify whether your lights are on and things like that as well.
Okay. I mean, I must admit, I mean, just so our listeners are aware, myself and Jackie are both totally blind here. And I mean, I'm sure people out there can identify with the issue. I mean, imagine getting up in the morning and choosing what shirt you want to wear. Or, you know, and maybe not knowing the colour.
Yeah. I mean, some people would argue that it doesn't matter if you can't see because, you're blind and you're not used to colour, so it doesn't really matter what you wear as long as you're clean. But I suppose, as a woman, like to know whether my clothes coordinate. I like to know sort of any jewellery that I'm going to wear that matches it. So I might have perhaps a jumper or a pair of trousers that are the same fabric, identical, but they are different colours. So I like to know what colour that I'm going to match something up with. And that's where the colour detectors just, you know, if I go away somewhere, I can put one of them in my case and take it with me. They're very lightweight items. As I say, they are expensive, but because I use it every day, I can justify by saying, well, you know, it's not something that just lies in a drawer for me. I've always got it out.
I mean, I must admit, I used to use the Colour ID app on my iPhone a bit. I haven't recently. I suppose I'm a man, obviously. And for men, I think men are more, they learn, well, I suppose, certainly I do. I buy a new shirt, I learn how it feels. There's always some sort of identifying mark on it.
Yeah, I tend to do that. But as I say, there are certain things in my wardrobe or hanging up that would I would say, well, is that a lilac or is it a blue? Mm-hmm. And I would need to know depending on what I was going to wear with it. So I do like to know the colours of things. It interests me, and I think it is important, and I think the colour detectors for me come into their own. But I've collected various ones over the years, and I think if one doesn't give me the right answer and I think, no, that isn't telling me the right thing, I'm sure that's not lilac or mauve or something, I'll get another one out. And it's really interesting to see the comparisons that you can make.
Let's have a listen. You see four different machines there with
you. Yeah, I'll start with the bottom of the range, if you like to put it that way, the cheapest one. This is quite a popular one. It's made by Cobalt Systems. It costs round about 50 quid. It is basic. It has a light probe. It will also tell you colours of things, but it has a limited scope of colours that it knows. So it doesn't have a wide range of shades and patterns and things like that. So it is basic. But if it gives you the idea, then that's the main thing. So I'll turn it on and I'll put it against my jumper.
Very dark blue.
It's actually got that right.
Light green.
Oh,
well, but I've moved it away now, so it thinks everything's green.
I must admit,
very dark blue.
Yeah.
So just to describe, Jackie's actually holding the device tight against her jumper.
Yeah.
And then when you take it away, the ambient light in this room then starts to play tricks with the...
It does, because it has, at one end of it, it has like a hole, and you've got to put that hole against what you want to identify.
So to block out the ambient light.
Yeah, to block out the light. If you want to know if the light's on in the room, just hold up the colour detector and wave it around in the air, and it will detect. It's quite useful. It might sound mad, but it is quite useful if you go into a room and you want to know the layout, if you've never been in there before and you want to know where the window is or whatever.
Oh.
So it's quite useful for positioning yourself and getting some idea of where you are.
I suppose because it would see the difference in the shade of light.
It does. And some of them are better at picking that up than others. Yeah.
So we established you've got a dark blue.
I have a dark blue jumper on.
Yeah, very good.
So I actually knew that. Some of the colour detectors do have difficulty with, say, dark blue and black, or maybe grey. And some of them, when you start getting into the different shades of, say, purple, mauve, violet, lilac, you know, you've got lots of different shades.
It
just depends.
I think it's been the ruin of many's a man. the whole different shades of colour, etc.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
So that one's from Cobalt Systems, and that's really the starting price of a standalone colour detector, and that's round about £50.
Okay, what's the next one in your...
Okay, the next one up
arsenal.
From that in my arsenal of colours is the Colorino. Now, we move on to a different company, and this is an Austrian company called CareTech, and I actually love their products. I've got, you know, a couple of their colour detectors, and I have their kitchen and bathroom scales at home, which we'll do another day. And
don't talk to me about bathroom scales.
Don't talk to anybody about bathroom scales at the moment. But this is Colorino. It's spelt Colorino, Colorino. And it's a very small device, and because it's small and light, this is the one that I tend to take away with me when I'm going somewhere. This fits nicely, you know, in my bag, and it's not any difficulty to take. It runs on 2 AAA batteries. It's very simple to use. It has a very small hole for, you know, putting against clothing, whereas the Cobalt one has a wider hole and would therefore let in more ambient light. Mm-hmm. So the smaller the hole, in a way, the better you're going to get results. So we'll meet Colorino. He's got quite a nice voice. So if I hold it against my jumper...
Dark blue.
He says dark blue.
Yeah, well, okay. at least they agree.
So he's agreeing. Let's see. Now, my trousers are sort of a navy as well, so let's see. It's saying black, you see, and they will normally all say black. So this is, right, put your arm out, Joe, we'll try your shirt.
Hang on, it's a short sleeve shirt, so I need to come round.
All right. Okay.
Hang on, where are we?
Right, okay. this really is two blind people, that's it. Press one of the buttons.
Let me see.
The one nearest the hole, press.
Dark grey, purple.
Oh,
dark,
right.
Red, dark red.
Okay.
Right, we're agreed. It thinks Joe's shirt's dark red, but Joe's very doubtful.
Yeah, well, I think what's going on here is my shirt's got a pattern. I think that's what's throwing it completely.
Right, okay. Yeah, some of the colour detectors do have a little bit of difficulty with patterns. I once took these colour detectors into the office when I was working, and everybody thought it was an absolute hoot. And there was one guy that had a sort of a greyish shirt, and it said grey, very dull grey, and he said, "You're making me sound as if I haven't washed it in weeks." It was really quite amusing.
Wasn't a flattering description.
No, indeed.
Excellent.
So you do have to be a bit patient with them, but they are really, really useful. They do give you some idea of what you're wearing. Colorino is priced at £120, I'm afraid. That's the downside.
We're going up in scale.
We're starting to move up, yeah.
Okay, so what else have you got there then?
The next one is the big brother to Colorino. It is called Colour Test. And it is a real jump in price, but this particular model does a lot of different things as well as tell colours. It has a stopwatch, It'll you can set the time and date. I think there's even a game on there that you can play. It has three buttons. It's a long sort of rectangular device with, again, a small hole. And again, it's made by CareTech. But this is really quite an expensive one. So if I turn it on,
ooh,
you'll get a little tune. I'll put it against me again.
Dark blue.
Oh. So he says
blue.
Deep blue.
He always gives you a little bit more information. This is why it's probably more expensive, because it does give you, it tells you, it would tell you the saturation level of a colour as well. So if you were working with colours, I have heard of diabetics actually using this to test their sugar levels with the different coloured strips. I have heard that this particular unit is useful for things like that.
That's very interesting. I'd never even thought of that.
Yeah. Apparently there are diabetics that use this particular device because it does have a larger colour range, and it does tend to tell you saturation levels if that's your thing. This would be the one that I would use at home mainly because it does give me more detail about colours and saturation and so on. And I also like it for if I have, say, a necklace with beads on it or something, if I keep it very still and keep it the hole pressed very close up to the necklace, it sometimes would tell me whether it's silver or whatever colour. So it's quite useful. But as I say, it is very expensive, this. It's you're sort of looking for £500.
Wow.
I didn't pay that. And finally,
yes,
we have the Milestone. Now, some people might be familiar with the Milestone, which is a small sort of square daisy player with a few buttons on it. It has the ability to play your music. You can listen to your books. It's made by Bones, and it is a sort of quite a multi-purpose type unit. It has labels that you can read as well. You can attach labels. It's got an RFID tagging system. But it also has a colour detector, which you can buy as an addition, called Fame. And it's just like a small piece that you add on to the end of it, and it turns it into a colour detector. And it's a very good colour detector. It's quite good at identifying patterns and things like that as well. Again, it's quite expensive because if you don't have the Milestone 312, then you're not going to be able to use Fame. So you've got to add the two together and obviously use it. But that is available as well.
Try that one out and let's see what that sounds like. Ooh, that's a bit of a funky kind of intro there. I like that.
That's it turning on. Right, okay, I need to put it against me.
Okay, here we go.
Dark blue tendency towards blue-violet.
Ooh,
yes,
oh, I like
dark blue tendency towards blue-violet. So
right,
it
we're
is
getting to the
actually,
truth of it now, Jackie.
Yeah, it is actually, my jumper that I have on is actually sort of a blue, but it has got a little bit of sort of a turquoisey, purpley, bluey sort of colour in it as well. So I'm going to try the trousers.
Over here. Drum roll.
Pale dark blue tendency towards blue violet.
You know,
yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's it.
That's
debatable, they're actually
it?
Navy. So, so let me try her again.
Pale dark blue tendency towards blue violet.
Yeah, she still thinks that they're a blue violet. She's got a thing today about violet, but I think again it's got something to do with the light, the ambience as well.
Of course. You see, I must add, I mean, we're obviously in a recording studio here, but it's quite I think it's quite dim light as far as my colleagues would tell me. So the lighting would be great in this room, I believe.
Let me try the table. Let me see. She isn't really.
She's not impressed.
Middle grey.
Has anybody told you what colour the table is?
Yeah, I think it is actually a greyish finish on
middle
the table. Yeah.
And I'll try the chair as well that I'm sitting on. Let me see.
Dark green, a tendency towards blue-green.
I think that's right.
A
so greeny-bluey.
Greeny-blue, sort of a teal colour
Very good.
So, yeah, that's quite good. Fane's actually quite nice, and it's a very good speaker on this unit.
Yes, I've got to say.
She's very good. That's the Rachel a cappella voice. And, you know, if anybody uses this Daisy player, they'll know that it's got a really good speaker in it, and it reads really well. And if you're able to buy the Fame colour detector to go on top, it's just like a little. Well, I think it's like a little hood that goes over the top of it. It's very neat, and you can just take it off. Like I've just taken it off, and mm-hmm. then you just put it back on, and it just clips on, and it just says Fame. There you know. Are. So you know it's on. It there's a USB on the top of the device, and it just fits on with that. So it's that kind of fitting.
So what would that retail for, Jackie?
Fame is £169 on its own, but if you need the milestone to go with it, if you've got to buy that, if you want to use Fame, you're going to be looking for a package of about £550 again.
So okay.
It is quite expensive, but you are getting a top-notch Daisy player as well.
Yeah.
For reading books. It supports Audible as well, so you can listen to music. You can put an SD card in, and it is a proper, fully-fledged Daisy player.
Well, thank you very much, Jackie. A little glimpse into the world that is colour detection there. Of course, if you want to get in touch with Jackie or myself on Sound Vision Online, you can email us at soundvisiononline@rnib.org.uk, or you can call us here at the RNIB Belfast office on 0289032973. And of course, we always look forward to a tweet or a post on Facebook. Just search for RNIB Northern Ireland. Of course, just to remind you that the first two products that we featured are available here in the RNIB shop in Belfast.
RNIB Northern Ireland, supporting people with sight loss.